Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really get involved. Get engaged. Okay? And I may not be the only show you listen to, thank God. Because, you know, I want you to get well-rounded information for people. And not just me. Look, there's a lot of good guys out there. We just approach things a little differently. But we're all willing to tell you the truth. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot happening up there. Horace Cooper's going to join me at the bottom of the hour. I love this guy. I love when I can get him on. You know, that police-involved shooting death in Philadelphia involved a man with a mental health issue. Right? And now, God bless. You know, we see the riots. I was talking to Sonya about it. An unarmed or a armed black man was shot. If we take black out of it, all of a sudden, there's no problem, right? Now, you were hearing that we need to retrain, rethink, and defund police departments. I don't think that's true at all. Part of it is, okay, I shouldn't say it all. We might need some extra training, but that's the same in any industry. Right? Any profession. You need to be trained. Doctors are regularly trained. Nurses are regularly trained. They don't just get their license, you know, 50 years ago and they never have to go again. And we need more police, not less. The black community wants more police, not less. So Horace Cooper, who's the co-chairman of the National Center's Project 21 Black Leadership Network, he calls the activists' demands ludicrous and dangerous. So the black community actually really want more police. But why let facts get in the way? Really? Doesn't this get crazy, or am I the only one that sees it that way? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged. Later on, I'm going to play the video of minorities on college campuses across the country that will say, I can't vote for Joe Biden. And a four-part series that was done by Campus Reform, you should head up there and check it out. They know he's racist. They've seen the videos. They know what he says. That comment that he made, that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. That's probably one of the most racist or blatantly racist statements someone can make. But the Dems don't live in the real world. They keep discounting this stuff like it's no big deal. And when you look at it, even the I want to say black and Hispanic young people are using terms that they didn't necessarily hear from Republicans because they're not listening to it. The one young man even said it himself. He says, Joe Biden's been in government for almost 50 years. The man was a racist. What has he done for us? right? And in this case, when these young people were asked, yeah, do you have any example? Because, you know, a lot of times you'll say, Trump is a racist. You go, well, all right, so what did he say that was racist? They can't come up with anything. But in this case, these kids were coming up with stuff. One young man said, when he was asked for an example, he said, remember when Biden was trying to justify the Confederate flag? If he were to be elected, imagine how many more black people would probably be incarcerated instead of Alexander. Him and Carmela, they've contributed to black people's incarceration. So these kids are not totally ignorant or stupid. We may have some hope here yet. The Dems are all excited about all the young kids that have gone to vote. They may be in for a majorly surprise. Right? Students said that it's culture ingrained that many communities of color still feel like they have to vote Democrat or felt like they have to vote Democrat. And they blame the lack of education on the media. So the media is getting hit, you know, two or three ways from Sunday, which is great. I love it. We need to see more of it. All right, calm down, Joe. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, I keep telling you guys, we need to step up and take our proper place in education. This is getting crazy. And it's getting worse. It's not just getting crazy, it's getting worse. When you look at how much money professors at colleges, these are, in most cases, not all, in most cases, a lot of these professors are paid with public funds, your money and my money. And they give the majority of the money to the Democrats because they know that the Democrats will get that money back to the schools, but not necessarily for the kids. How is it that you can get all this money back to these colleges, community colleges and the like, and not that the professors don't deserve to be paid properly and well, but then the kids still have to pay more money to go to school? Why? Because the salaries go up, even though they're mostly being paid by taxpayer dollars, the kids have to pay more to carry the salaries of the teachers, professors. Right? So it's just, again, it's just getting more and more and more. This stuff is just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Come on back, a lot more to talk about after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Double Junior Ho, it's always a pleasure. Having a lot of fun. More fun than anybody should have behind the microphone. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, Halloween. What can I say? I won't get into all this stuff. But the University of Illinois, they had sent a mass email out to their students. They said they shouldn't be wearing certain types of costumes. You know, ethnic costumes, wearing costumes that... relating to deportation or even mental illness, for that matter. They'd like to remind you to celebrate respectfully without engaging in the appropriate misrepresentations of cultures and minoritized communities. Minoritized communities? Man, they keep just making up these words as they go. They came from the vice chancellor. Being alone as a student should not wear costumes that perpetuate cultural stereotypes, especially when it's not your own culture. I don't get that. So I could make fun of, if I was Mexican, I could like wear a sombrero and a poncho and make fun of Mexicans. Is that it? I mean, making fun of a race just to make fun is whatever. Blackface and brownface. Never heard of brownface. I must be old. Blackface and brownface were noted as inappropriate, but only after examples of ethnic costumes like sombreros and ponchos, Native American headdresses, turbans, and kimonos. Do you know how many people wearing kimonos at home? Is that not, that's not good either? Brown also warned students to refrain from making light of struggles that many communities endure, like deportation, genocide, sexual assault, as well as costumes that might make light of mental illness and homelessness. You mean I can't go to the bum anymore? You know what they used to call them, bums? Railroad bums, whatever. Remember, although you might think it's just a costume, or that you're exercising your right to freedom of expression, for many people, it's a trivialization of their culture. Where were they when they were putting Jesus upside down in a bottle of urine and calling it art? Where are they when people are ripping up pro-life signs? Nowhere to be found. Brown also asked students not to leave campus over COVID-19 concerns, saying, please, do not travel. The vigilance you show by staying on campus will result in long-term gains for you and our entire campus community. The health and safety of each student, faculty, and staff member is vital to our ability, for our ability to finish the semester out. So, now, what is this? Is there a list somewhere I can get? I mean, seriously. Could I look like Jesus? I guess is my question there. Or Muhammad? Well, I probably wouldn't do that one. How about Moses? Could it look like Moses? You see how ridiculous this gets? How ridiculous these people can be? And it never stops with them either. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't get this. Maybe you can, or someone, can explain this to me. I mean, totally lost. New York University professor says that the 2020 elections, right, is like the flight of the Flight 93 passengers on 9/11. I read that two or three times. I still don't get it. I still can't get what he's trying to put together here. And that's the New York University professor of marketing. He tweeted a picture of himself holding up a mail-in ballot comparing his votes to the 2020 election to votes that passengers on board Flight 93 took just before sacrificing their own lives. So he's, oh my God. If I was a drinking guy, it'd be time for two shots, not one. So he's talking about casting a vote for Joe Biden as being as heroic as a group of people going, knowing, just like our founding fathers did, that they were signing their death warrant, that they were going forward to stop that plane from creating more damage for others. Right? That's what he's doing. This is how full of themselves these people are. Right? The crew and the passengers of Flight 93, they sacrificed their lives to save many more others. They fought back against terrorism. What has this president done that you call terrorism? And I only want one issue at a time, because I know many of those on the left, they like just to throw everything on the wall and see what sticks. See if they can get you to back down. It's unreal. Again, the article goes on to say, the crew and passengers of Flight 93 sacrificed their lives to save many more in a heroic decision to fight back against the terrorists who had hijacked their plane. Because of their actions, the plane crashed in a field instead of into the Pentagon. Crew and passengers on the, instead of its target, I should say, the crew and passengers of Flight 93 were forced back to the back of the plane by the hijackers, They started to make phone calls. Once they learned the other hijacked planes, they decided to take action and take it now. So once the decision was made, the passengers developed an execution plan, eventually leading to the terrorists making a decision to crash the plane rather than continue as planned. Now, he goes on to say his intention was not to compare voters to passengers of Flight 93, but highlight what a unique and value mechanism voting is. This is going, these schools, these colleges, everything is an affront to them, isn't it? Everything's an issue and a problem. It's just, too stupid to understand, right? Anyway, I can't stand it. And then again, more racism, blatant, in your face. That's according to the University of Vermont. They're considering, they have a museum called the Fleming Museum, and they're considering several reforms to fight its racist and imperialist foundation. What are they going to do, tear the school down, blow it up, get rid of it? Museum administrators lamented the presence of African-American artifacts without historical context. Well, like a statue depicting an American abolitionist and a black woman with a child, those are bad. Why? Why would that be bad? Aren't we supposed to be showing people what our history was all about, good, bad, or different, then we can clean it up as we go? Or was that bad? Asking for a friend. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Horace Cooper is going to join us on the other side of the break. I truly and honestly believe that you're going to enjoy him, enjoy the conversation that he and I had earlier. He is not buying into the sending this, black lives, black something, black anything matters, and he is black. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden began their final arguments today with swings through the all-important Midwest, both covering much of the same ground today, but they brought diametrically opposed messages on the coronavirus crisis. At a rally in Michigan, Trump brushed off the deadliness of the virus. Biden focused his remarks in Iowa on what he said was Trump's surrender to the virus that has infected more than 9 million people and killed over 230,000. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says a stimulus deal should have been reached weeks ago. Navarro called it a tragedy that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to reach a deal with Republicans.
Behind the scenes, we had a very robust offer to her, but I think she basically wanted to tank the economy to hurt the president.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
We are back, Tom Senior Hustle, for the real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 a real Joe, 855-7325. All right, look, forget that. Let's just get to it because I love when I get this guy on the show. It doesn't happen that often, so when I do, I really do want to take full advantage of it. Horace Cooper joins me. He has done from time to time.
Well, it's not the black community that's burning down and doing all of this. It's a bunch of hired people who are getting support from radical organizations, and they are working in tandem with the criminal class.
Right.
So you got two groups, paid agitators, and then you have these criminals who say, here's our season. This morning, if people were watching national cable news, at least if they were watching Fox, what they found was a couple of people who got pulled over who were carrying sticks of dynamite, and they were carrying other kinds of equipment that they had been using to break open ATM machines. So people look around and they see some marches taking place. These individuals said, let's make sure that as soon as the police show up and start watching all of these marching to minimize the likelihood that some conflict is going to happen, let's rush right in, and we're going to do even explosions that aren't going to get noticed. And there were multiple ATM machines destroyed. It's bad enough that this crime occurred. Guess what? Tomorrow, that means in your local area, if you need to rush over to get $20 or $30, that machine's gone. and it's not going to be there for you.
You know, the reason I say that is because I'm tired of seeing people say, you know, why are they burning down their neighborhoods? They are not burning down their neighborhoods. People need to wake up and see exactly what you just said, what's going on there. These are paid thugs coming in. These are people coming in for their, you know, for their own benefit, not to help the community as a whole. I just don't see it. You can't sell that to me at all. The other thing is not less police, but more police. We actually, yes, some need to be retrained. I get it. There are some bad eggs in a police department, just like there are with teachers, just like there are in all kinds of industries. But the black community does not want less police, do they?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is a messaging effort on the part of the mainstream media to create the impression that the police department in our communities is the problem. It is far from the problem. Just since the shooting incident that happened in Philadelphia, 11 black Americans were shot during the so-called peaceful protest. Now, if you tally up the number of people who are alleged to have been unfairly shot by law enforcement in 2020, what you will see is 3 to 4 times as many law enforcement officers have died this year. There is a telling difference between taking this rare event and saying, well, maybe we need to have a conversation about how to minimize these, quote, rare events versus what's actually happening. And what's actually happening, as I said on Fox News, is that if these individuals who are being shot in the course of the law enforcement activities that happen are only happening primarily because if you or I or a member of the media or a congressman raised a knife at the officer and lunged at them, they wouldn't be shocked. None of us would be shocked about what is going to happen. Yes, you can say, wow, I'm afraid, I'm disappointed, I'm frustrated. Here's the truth. If you would like not to be shot at or in any way attacked by law enforcement, do not attack them, do not raise a weapon at them, do not lunge at them. And the people that are doing this are overwhelmingly 99.9% of the time, they are criminals.
You know, Horace, you probably already get it, because I know you. You're probably going to get hate mail over that, because I'm constantly pummeled as a white man in this country. I'm constantly pummeled that I don't know what it's like with the black experience, and that police target black people, period, especially young black men. I mean, you've been at this a long time. I've known you a long time. Do you believe any of that to be true, that the police...
No, I don't believe that.
Good.
No, I don't believe that. In fact, the evidence shows exactly the opposite. Every one of these high-profile cases before 2020, every one of these high-profile cases were investigated, and it turned out, take the Michael Brown case, the Justice Department, the FBI, the local prosecutor, the state prosecutor, all zoomed in on Ferguson. And what did they find out? It turned out that a man who grabbed the firearm from a police officer reaching into his car was in fact shot, but not immediately, but once he turned around and started lunging toward the policeman after he had run away. This kind of incident is happening, and when it does, as I said, it wouldn't matter if you were a congressman, it wouldn't matter if you were a journalist, it wouldn't matter if it was you or I, this response would lead a person to find themselves shot. And by the way, let me just add, we have an epidemic of drug use happening by the overwhelming majority of these individuals. It affects your ability to use good judgment. It affects your ability to control your rage. The left tells us we need more legalization of drugs. I will tell you, black America does not agree with that, just like white America does not agree with that. It is a destructive resource. in communities, and it is leading. The licensing of this behavior is leading to more of these incidents, not lowering them.
Yeah, you know what really concerns me is you're watching this racism or racist war being ginned up, and I'm going to put it that way. I'm on a school board here in California. We saw the ethnic training curriculum, and you know, basically, honestly, white people bad. And I'm thinking to myself, all that does, and be really honest with you, maybe I'm really off here, but all that really does is throw fuel on the fire, does it not?
Well, absolutely. Now, remember, the lesson that we learned from the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s is that it used to be useful for politicians to exploit and divide us on the basis of race. And when people complained about that, they said that it was those people who were causing the problem. Guess what? When politicians stopped exploiting people on the basis of race, America ended up getting along just fine. We stopped seeing firebombings. We stopped seeing lynchings. We stopped seeing a whole host of these kinds of incidents. Well, we're seeing today there are politicians that are saying if you were black or brown and you had a hard day at work or you didn't get the job that you wanted or you didn't get the promotion, it is only because you are black. And then they tell white Americans, well, if you had a hard day at work, if you didn't get a promotion, if you didn't get that new raise or increase in pay, it must have just been something you deserved. It creates division, and it stirs people up. And for the longest time, that division has served liberals, leftists, and the Democrats well. They did it in the beginning of the 20th century. They're doing it now in the beginning of the 21st century. I have an idea. Let's stop using race as a way to divide people. Teaching them in the classroom, teaching them in the workplace, teaching them in government offices, that if you look around and you see a white person, they're bad. If you look around and you see a black person, they're good, is divisive, and it will lead to conflict.
I so agree with you. And again, I've seen it. I see it in the schools. I see it in the education system. And it just really drives me out of my mind. Don't you love it? Anyway, you know, I tell you what, Horace, who is, God bless, been on the show half a dozen times. Well, maybe a dozen times. He's one of the few guys that I can count on to really just, I hate to use the term, but be black and white about these issues. We'll be back in a few minutes. Show me the senior host. Don't go far.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
This shit's that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece.
We're back at it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Rich Joe. 855-732-5566. You get involved, get engaged, be part of. Seriously. But let's just, you know what, I got to tell you, I love having this guy on with me.
I'm with Horace Cooper. Always love when he's with me. He's the co-chairman of the National Center's Project 21 Black Leadership Network, and I always enjoy my time with him. Horace, you know, real simple question, at least I think. I think we perpetuate racism when we do things like, I'm talking to a black man today. How about I'm talking to a man today? I'm not talking to an Asian guy. I'm not talking to a Hispanic guy. I'm talking to a guy today. I've got another guy on the show with me. Does that perpetuate the division between us when we use identifiers like that?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, that's been one of the big pushes that we thought we had learned from the 20th century is let's move away from non-essential information. Why does it matter if the person applying for a job is white or black? It certainly doesn't affect their ability or talent in terms of doing the job. Why does it matter if a person's applying to school if they are white or black? Again, what we've been doing is emphasizing facets about people that are irrelevant to whether or not they're doing the job. Now, if you are casting a position for a movie, well, of course, it's fine. That has never led to division. But the problem is, it's in the areas where it matters the least, in fact, where it doesn't matter at all, that we have been emphasizing the most about race. That has never helped. It's not been good. Now, Walter Scott, who was shot in Philadelphia, I just want to make sure people are aware of this, his own mother, the mother of one of his children, have both called police, not this weekend, called police, and they got a peace bond. They got an order from a judge that he was such a threat to them that he wasn't allowed to associate.
Wow.
One of the things that I am concerned about is that the media messaging that we are supposed to believe that the problem in America is law enforcement is it means that people like this individual and hundreds of thousands of others like him are going to be free to continue preying upon the communities where they live. Why aren't we standing with the people who say, you're never supposed to slap your mother. You're never supposed to beat your wife. Why aren't we standing with that community instead of standing with the community that says, oh, well, even if you're a victimizer, even if you are violent, the police should still go easy on you. Won't you get more people engaging in this behavior, not less? Yeah.
It's amazing to watch something happen. California wants to revisit affirmative action here. They're also trying to get the police. LAUSD wants the police out of the schools. In my school district, they came at us. And the only reason for it, and they don't even have the guts to say it, there are certain groups of people that feel, pressured by the police or pressed by the police. And I'm saying to myself, well, instead of keeping them away from, quote-unquote, those certain people, why not bring the cops in to show that they're human beings like the rest of us? And they're actually there for good reasons, to help keep those kids safe. And you can't even, well, you can imagine some of the mess I get when they say stuff like that. But that's the way to go, is it?
My mother taught school, public schools, for over 30 years, and she said it was absolutely critical that order was maintained in to make it possible for the children who were wanting to learn to be able to do so. The Obama administration pushed a very bad idea that California, that Michigan, and even school districts like Detroit and New York City have been pushing, which is to say that if we catch people who are misbehaving, we must look at their race first. And if, quote, too many of the misbehaving people are of a certain group, we're going to punish the school district. We're going to punish that particular school facility. All that does is guarantee that those people stay in the classroom and make it impossible for the others who want to learn to be able to do so.
So let me ask you, is the black community, when it comes to politics, are they waking up to the Democrat Party really not being their friend? I'm looking at what's happening around the country. Look at what's going on in Baltimore with Kasich. I think she's done a great job. I think she's got great commercials happening. You know, we're seeing it across the country. Are they waking up to the fact that the Democrats aren't always their friends and it is okay to change out a congressperson when they're not doing the job?
Okay, so let me tell you what the magic number is. The magic number is the left needs to get 85% of black America to go in like lemmings and support them. If they get the 85%, they are competitive in the Electoral College. Maybe they have even an advantage. They are competitive with United States Senate races and other statewide races. They are even competitive with the House of Representatives. But as that number drops below 85%, suddenly problems occur. In 2016, 88% of black America gave its to Hillary. Now, as you know, Hillary lost. In 2016, the House of Representatives continued to be controlled by the GOP with that same 88%. So did the United States Senate, and so did a large number of state capitals maintain their control by the GOP. We are looking at numbers that are dropping to 80, 79, 78%.
Wow.
If that continues, it is going to be an electoral rout. Now, I predict that to the degree that that happens this election, a large number of black Americans and brown Americans are going to look around and say, wait a second, what have we gotten? And secondly, a large number of Democrats, and I'm not talking about the crazy ones, a large number of Democrats are going to say, oh, we need an actual platform to appeal to people, not just the scare tactics. If we can do that, we'll have a conversation, and I predict we'll see a trend where you can't look at the race of people to determine how they're going to vote.
You know, Horace, I always appreciate your viewpoint on this stuff and that you want to be just really upfront about this. There's a lot of people that dance around these issues. And frankly, because, you know, a lot of white people in the community are afraid to say anything, we need to hear, they need to hear, hey, it's okay to work at this, to have these thoughts, to step out on these things here. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. We're all of one blood. We should all be working together for a better life for each and every one of us. So I really appreciate what you do. I really appreciate you being out there. And thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me on.
Always. You know, I got to tell you something, too. You know, when it comes to Horace Cooper, look him up. Look at the Project 21 Network. Really, I mean, seriously, look at the Project 21. See what these guys are doing in and around the country, in and around your state, you know, and for the country as a whole, I guess you could say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're right around the corner from this. I mean, I'm not nervous. If I sound anxious or nervous, I don't mean to be. I really don't. But you really got to think about what's at stake during this. And I'm not telling you to, you know, beg or beat up anybody for real. But you've got to let people know how you feel. I mean, and again, we're down to the last couple of days. It's kind of irritating, frankly, to have these conversations. You know, and knowing that we should have been on this weeks ago, months ago, for that matter. Some of you were, so it's not aimed at you. If you're already doing this, then none of this is aimed at you. But if you're not doing this, if this is not something you're doing as a regular basis, then you need to get engaged. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. So next hour, it's all me, all Joe. Aren't you the lucky one? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Some housekeeping. I mean, seriously, people, add your name. If you're not on there already, helps me dramatically. Because we don't have social media outlets, they're not helping us. So add your name to the email list. We send one out once a week. Sometimes I forget to do that, so you don't have to worry about getting inundated with it. If you want to help out the show in any way, shape, manner, or form, $3, $5, $10, $2,500, $5,000, I'll take whatever you send. One word, Go Joe. Just all you have to do is text the word Go Joe at 77948. Go Joe to 77948. Again, $2, $5, $10, whatever it is. And you know, some of you sent me emails. You think I'm begging? I'm not begging. We need support. It takes money to run the show, run the equipment, and give you something that doesn't sound like I'm coming to you from a bathroom somewhere. Anyway, I am Joe Mazzini, your host. You are listening to Real Time on the GCN Network. We'll be back in just a little bit. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it is you do. You know what? Sit back, grab a hot dog,